Ghana's Electoral Commission says it will not announce a winner in the presidential race until after voters in the Western District of Tyne cast their ballots again. In Sunday's runoff between ruling party candidate Nana Akufo-Addo and opposition candidate John Atta Mills, polling stations in Tyne were short 1,008 ballot papers, so voters there will go to the polls again on Friday. With all but the Tyne votes counted, the commission says Atta Mills has received 50.13% of the vote. Akufo-Addo has received 49.87%. Electoral Commission Chairman Kwado Afari-John says the 53,000 people registered to vote in Tyne could very well decide Ghana's next president.
The results are so close that the result of the Tyne constituency could affect the eventual winner.
John did not say when the Electoral Commission would announce a winner. Before Friday's re-voting in Tyne, he's asking the ruling National Patriotic Party to substantiate allegations of vote rigging in the Volta region. He said the commission will investigate allegations of fraud by both the ruling party and the opposition National Democratic Congress, and the outcome of that investigation will be factored into the final outcome. Ruling party candidate Akufo-Addo defeated Atta Mills in the first round of balloting earlier this month, but because neither man won more than 50% of the votes cast, they went head-to-head Sunday to determine who will succeed outgoing President John Kufuor. Opposition supporters surrounded the Electoral Commission Tuesday, waiting for the expected announcement of a winner. They were kept behind barricades by soldiers and police backed by water cannon. Some banks and businesses in the area closed, fearing possible violence. Opposition candidate Atta Mills is urging his supporters to stay calm. Ruling party chairman Peter McManu says Ghanaian media predictions of a win by the opposition are premature. The NPP's Akufo-Addo is a 64-year-old former attorney general and foreign minister who campaigned on the strength of improvements in Ghana's economy, healthcare, and infrastructure during the Kufuor administration. Opposition candidate Atta Mills is a 64-year-old tax law professor who campaigned against the ruling party, saying it's time for a change after what he calls 8 years of miserable failure. Atta Mills was vice president to Ghana's former leader Jerry Rawlings, who came to power in a coup 27 years ago. Mr. Rawlings introduced some economic and political reforms before handing over to President Kufuor 8 years ago. Whoever wins will govern with a decidedly different parliament, as the ruling party lost its legislative majority in the first round, dropping 21 seats to finish with 107 of the 228 seats in parliament. The opposition NDC picked up 20 seats to finish with 114 seats. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.